It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the night that Hillary Clinton takes the stage at the Democratic Convention. She will speak in support of Barack Obama, and pundits everywhere will watch every word for signs of whether she means it. In a moment, we'll hear two Clinton delegates who are still coming around. We begin with the woman who headlined the convention's first night, as well as a giant of the party who made his way on stage. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Denver.
Michelle Obama was the headliner last night, but the emotional high point belonged to Senator Ted Kennedy, one of the most beloved figures in the Democratic Party. This was Kennedy's highest-profile public appearance since he was diagnosed with brain cancer earlier this year. He's had surgery and chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and he wasn't expected to appear in person. But he told the crowd that nothing would have kept him away.
For me, this is a season of hope. New hope for a justice and fair prosperity for the many, and not just for the few. New hope. And this is the cause of my life. New hope that we will break the old gridlock and guarantee that every American, north, south, east, west, young, old, will have decent, quality health care as a fundamental right and not a privilege.
With the mention of health care, Kennedy began the work of this convention to take Obama's message of hope and change, sometimes seen as too abstract, and tie it to a sharper economic message that speaks to the bread-and-butter concerns of struggling middle-class families. And Kennedy told Democrats that Obama was the man to carry on the Kennedy legacy.
And this November, the torch will be passed again to a new generation of Americans. So with Barack Obama, and for you, and for me, our country will be committed to his cause. The work begins anew. The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.
The other goal this week is to convince voters that despite a background that sounds exotic, mother from Kansas, father from Kenya, childhood in Hawaii, Barack Obama's story is an American story. And that was the point of Michelle Obama's speech. Mrs. Obama has been vilified by opponents for saying that for the first time in her adult life, she was really proud of her country. Last night, she stated flatly, "I love my country." And through her own story, she tied Obama to mainstream American values. A girlhood on the south side of Chicago, sharing a one-bedroom apartment with her brother and parents. A stay-at-home mom and a father who worked for 30 years in the city water filtration plant. And a litany of ordinary American pastimes, including memorizing every episode of The Brady Bunch.
And you know, what struck me when I first met Barack was that even though he had this funny name, and even though he had grown up all the way across the continent in Hawaii, his family was so much like mine. He was raised by grandparents who were working class folks just like my parents, and by a single mother who struggled to pay the bills just like we did. And like my family, they scrimped and saved so that he could have opportunities that they never had for themselves.
Like her husband, Michelle had an Ivy League education, but she gave up her own legal career to devote herself to community service and her kids.
As I tuck that little girl in and her little sister into bed at night, you see, I think about how one day they'll have families of their own, and how one day they and your sons and daughters will tell their own children about what we did together in this election.
How this time, Michelle Obama said, we listen to our hopes, not our fears.
How this time in this great country where a girl from the south side of Chicago can go to college and law school and the son of a single mother from Hawaii can go all the way to the White House.
Then her two daughters, 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha, appeared on stage and so did their father, live from Kansas City on a huge video screen.
Malia, Sasha, how do you think Mom did?
I think she did good.
So the Obama family was united by technology on the first night of the convention.
I love you, Daddy.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Tonight, when Hillary Clinton speaks, the Democrats' task will be to unite her diehard supporters behind Obama's nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Denver.